Well, good afternoon, Tucson. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Thing Socolo Village Studios. Bill is enjoying a 50th anniversary vacation. Good on him and his wife, and hope he's having a good time. This is Ben Bueller Garcia, normally the host of American Warrior Radio, sitting in for Bill. Now, you may think Tucson slows down in the summer, but today we're going to share with you two special events supporting causes that should be near and dear to all of our hearts, youth and veterans. If you'd like to interact, give us a call on the Buckmaster Live Line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. That number is 790-2040. Caleb's Assist is a local nonprofit started 2 years ago by the family of Caleb Hatch to honor his memory and create an impactful legacy by helping other area youth engage in one of Caleb's true passions, athletics. Joining us today on the Buckmaster Show to discuss the organization and their upcoming event is Jessica Brewer. She's Vice President of Caleb's Assist. Jessica, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We're really excited.
Now, right off the bat, I want people to get to know Caleb, because just in looking at the website and what a joy of a young man. But first off, tell us a little bit about, you've got a golf tournament coming up to raise some funds. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, coming out of a pandemic, we were a little nervous with some of our sponsorships and also just kind of upcoming events. A lot of people went through, some financial hard times during the pandemic. And honestly, the Tucson community was so supportive. And last year we did our first golf tournament, and it was overly successful, and we got a lot of demand for it to come back again this year. So we're really excited. It's going to be June 3rd at Omni, so a beautiful course, very kind of central Tucson, a really great area, and it starts at 7:30. So we're super excited.
Now, they shotgun start at 7:30. They need to be there a little bit earlier.
Yep, you should be there at 6:30 just to be able to register. And then kind of with that start, it's also going to include, your balls, obviously, some practice, and tons of really great raffle prizes. We've actually have about three times the amount that we did last year, just because the community has been so supportive and, reaching out and providing all that they can.
And the Tucson Omni, that's where the PGA plays. So you're talking.
Yep.
You get to walk the same grass.
Yep, and the local PGA superstore here in Tucson, they were really great, and they're actually donating a $20 gift card to every player, as well as some, little items to put in their goodie bags. So they've been also very supportive, also just kind of with our partnership with Omni.
So if I sign up, I'm already 20 bucks ahead.
You're already 20 bucks
ahead.
All right,
yeah. I like that idea. I'm a terrible golfer. I need that gift card. Jessica, tell us about Caleb. He seemed such a joyful young man.
Yeah, absolutely. So Caleb is the youngest of seven. So as you can imagine, there's a pretty big age gap between him and the next youngest, about, 7 years. And so one of the really great things about Caleb is he was very energetic, very caring, very sensitive little boy. And as you can kind of tell, if you go to our website, he had a very eclectic style. One of the things that Caleb really enjoyed to wear is soccer socks.
Explain to me what soccer socks are.
Yeah, they're basically very colorful, usually on neon colors, bright orange, lime green. Okay. That's actually why, our logo incorporates lime green. Caleb loved wearing very highlighter colors, which is great. But his favorite color was black. So, and he loved wearing, it goes basically all the way up to the knees, which you would think in Tucson, Arizona, you wouldn't want that much clothing. And he loved it. He loved everything about it. And he also thoroughly enjoyed wearing green beads. So one of the things that symbolizes Caleb's Assist is we wear green beads in honor of Caleb. And he loved them. My mom brought them home from, work one night. She was working a New Year's Eve party event, and she brought them home. And from then, Caleb never took them off. And he would wear them to school. He'd wear them to events. He'd wear them to award ceremonies. And he would wear sometimes one, sometimes 30. It just really depended on what his style was that day.
Flamboyant.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't, as I understand it, rumor has it, Jessica, that he was golfing in diapers.
Yeah, so Caleb was really fortunate enough. My father was a stay-at-home dad, and while the rest of us were at school, he really enjoyed kind of tagging along for the golf game that my dad would enjoy. And he started playing at Haven, and by the age of three, he could play an entire 18 rounds and sometimes beating most adults who would kind of accompany and join along. And so, you know, that's why a golf tournament is also so symbolic to Caleb and our organization, because it was really Caleb's first passion and first introduction to sports.
Where do you find golf clubs for a three-year-old?
Amazon. So, okay. Really
where
funny.
You find everything else.
Yeah. Where you find everything else. Caleb, just kind of in his spirit, getting to know a little bit more about him, is he loved Amazon. He thought everything came from Amazon. So much so that, you know, for one of his birthday parties, my mom had ordered a cake to Costco. And as they were walking up to go get the cake, he said, "What are we doing?" And she says, "Oh, I ordered your cake." And he said, "I thought you got that from Amazon." So he didn't really understand that there's other stores besides Amazon.
Now, how old was Caleb when he was taken from us?
It was about 9 days after his 10th birthday.
Okay. And it wasn't just, I mean, golf, soccer, something called parkour, which mm-hmm. you'll have to explain to me someday, but he was just a very active, but he was also a very giving young man. As I understand it, he made a service trip to Mexico, and I know he was active out at the base supporting the families, which for a 10-year-old is pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. So Caleb enjoyed pretty much all sports. You know, he started in golf, and then he went to kind of parkour, basketball, scooter. I don't know if scooter's a sport, but he liked to scooter. Bowling. He was very successful on his school's bowling team. And he thoroughly enjoyed that. And then, you know, soccer was his main passion. And Caleb did do a lot of different events. So, you know, the Rotary, Tucson Rotary, they do a mission where they kind of go down to Mexico. And so Caleb accompanied my mom, who's a Rotarian, down to Mexico. And he did a little bit of work. But, you know, then he also, of course, found some local kids to play some soccer with. And, you know, later, Caleb ended up donating a lot of his old soccer equipment, cleats, old clothes, things like that, back to that village in Mexico, just because he knew that they were kind of in need. And then really just with his participation at, you know, Davis Monthan, again, going out there, helping serve a lot of our members who recently came back from deployment. And he's out there in this little blue knit hat. He was always very cold and serving some hot cocoa.
Now, so our listeners have heard about the what, and we've heard about the who. Tell us about the why. What is the mission of Caleb's Assist?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, after a tragedy, so many people reach out and, you know, they want to find ways to kind of help you and your family. And our family really in those moments decided that creating Caleb's Assist to be able to honor the memory of Caleb, to be able to extend, you know, Caleb's desire to help the community really was just fitting and the perfect way to honor him. And so that is when we came together and we created Caleb's Assist. And what we do is we provide athletic scholarships for the greater Tucson youth who are unable to afford the cost. Because believe it or not, it's a very small niche that, you know, nobody has really kind of gone into. We are one of, I believe, 5 in the entire country who dedicate it to youth sports specifically and to provide athletic scholarships.
Now, is this just Tucson Metro or Southern Arizona? What is your area of service?
Yeah, we like to call it the greater Tucson area. So Green Valley, Sarita, Marana, Picture Rocks, and then, of course, Tucson, Vail, Rita Ranch. So really kind of the greater Tucson area.
And it's not just scholarships. I mean, when you look at the programs that you offer, I'm curious. One of the things you offer is also tutoring for these young, hopeful athletes. Yeah. What was that part of the plan originally, or did that sort of come along as you were developing the organization, saying, hey, this is an important component of what we need to support as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the midst of being able to kind of create our bylaws and what we wanted that to look like, you know, a lot of different scholarships, they require grades. And Caleb was a very active student at Sonoran Science Academy, but not every child has the same opportunities with education. And so we didn't feel that it was fair to limit some children who they may not have the best grades, but it could also be due to other circumstances. And so that's why we really wanted to partner. And instead of saying, hey, you're no longer qualified, let us provide you the resources to not only still be able to play athletics, but to be also to help you in education as well.
And folks, again, if you'd like to learn more, you can visit calebsassist.com. If you have a question or comment for Jessica, give us a call, 520-790-2040. This is Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. When we come back, we'll talk more about Caleb's Assist, the great golf tournament they've got coming up, and some of the other programs they've got going on that you really need to know about. And please, please share these messages. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, home of the Danish Kringle. Whether you're planning something special for Memorial Day weekend or just want an everyday treat, Mona's should be part of the equation. Orders can be placed online at monasdanishbakery.com, or why not stop by for their daily breakfast special. Their summer hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, that's monasdanishbakery.com. We'll be back with more from Jessica Brewer and Caleb's Assist after these messages.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show. This is Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill. Bill is enjoying he's enjoying his 50th anniversary in an exotic location. We're talking with Jessica Brewer, who is the vice president of Caleb's Assist. They're a local organization, a nonprofit that works to help youth, other youth out there to be able to participate in sports and athletic activities. And Jessica, we're talking on the break. I played baseball from Little League through high school. I played a season of football. I even played a season of tennis, and I lost every match except for one. But being involved in athletics, A, kept me out of trouble, but it also taught me a lot about teamwork and discipline, and just there's so many life lessons there. And it breaks my heart to think of a family out there who might have 1, 2, 5, 10 children who have got a young person that wants to do this and can't afford to. And so in many ways, Caleb's tragedy is turning into joy for a lot of families out there, not to oversimplify it. But tell us about, do you get feedback from some of the scholarship recipients, and what are some of those stories?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of our application process is we do ask for references, and we also do ask for the child to write a letter just about, because we do cover all sports. So even though our logo is soccer, that's just because that's actually Caleb playing. We cover all sports. So tennis, lacrosse, hockey, you name it. If it's a sport.
Parkour.
Parkour, yeah.
That's the thing where you jump off the walls and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Caleb, there's a really great place downtown, Playformance. Caleb went there every Saturday. He thoroughly enjoyed it, and you would just see him kind of jumping from one mat to like another mat on a wall, and yeah, he had a great time. And so we usually do ask that they write a letter. Just what does the sport mean to them? Why are they so passionate about the sport that, you know, essentially they're applying for a scholarship for? And sometimes it's heartbreaking because some of us are very fortunate. We've never had to say no to our kids in a sport, right? Mm-hmm. And so reading it, there was this, you know, one kid that for 3 years, he really, really wanted to be able to work on his skills and excel in play at a league team because he's only been playing at rec. And for 3 years, his mom was a single mom, 2 young boys. And, you know, she had to say, maybe next year, right? It wasn't in the budget. And they sent in their scholarship application. We were able to go ahead and provide a scholarship for both boys. And the mother called and she just cried. And she cried so much joy. And she was very thankful and said, you know, it's sad because you lost something, but my boys are gaining something. And so it was really great. And after the season was done, she sent some pictures just through the season, and her boys were able, they're newer to the Tucson area. They were able to make some lifelong friends, really got to increase their skill in the sport that they were playing in. And you know, the mother, because of that, coming out of the pandemic, she was able to find, you know, a better opportunity for her, to where she no longer needs Caleb's assist. But for that 1 year, it really changed everything for the boys.
And people who are hearing this, and, you know, again, we were talking off the break about what a, particularly in Tucson with a poverty rate of, depending on who you ask, 20-24%, too high, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of families out there who could use this kind of help. Folks can go to calebsassist.com and I assume find the application information.
Yep, it's right under applications. They can go ahead and submit it. We're pretty responsive, and, you know, honestly, due to the support of the Tucson community and really the golf tournament, it's one of our main sponsorships, one of our main fundraisers of the year. Due to it last year, we were able to grant every single child who qualified for a scholarship, who applied, we were able to grant that due to just that one golf tournament.
Wonderful. And you consider applications all year round?
There's all
not
year
a
round.
Window?
Nope, there is no window. You know, different sports come up at different times. And again, it can be anything. So a lot of times it could even be for maybe their local YMCA or their Boys and Girls Club. You know, that costs $15, $20. And although for some that may seem very minimal, you know, parents, that's gas, that's food. They can't give that extra $20. Then when you take into consideration, sometimes they need special cleats and special shoes, mm-hmm. and just the equipment that kind of goes into it. That's also where we step in to be able to provide them those resources. And so, yeah, we accept applications all year long, from youth all the way up to basically if they want to play rec, if they want to look at a league, we kind of cover it all.
I shared with you when I was in junior high, my dad was a pastor. My mom was a teacher. We didn't have a lot of money, although I didn't know that as a kid. But I wanted to go out for the basketball team. And all the other kids were wearing Converse high tops. Now, keep in mind, this is, you know, 1926. And so I wanted a pair of Converse. Well, my mom and I walked downtown, and we ended up going into a grocery store and just buying some sneakers out of a bin. And as a 11-year-old, I was really upset. And it wasn't until I came into adulthood that I learned that that's all, you know, my mom scraped the money together somewhere, but that's all we could afford. And, but as a child, I was kind of heartbroken, but at least I got to play. I mean, I didn't play much because I'm 5'2", you know, on a good day, but I got to participate. And so I'm thinking, you know, particularly sports like lacrosse, where there's a lot of equipment involved, golf. And as a young person is growing, I'm guessing even soccer cleats, you might have to replace those every year.
Yep.
As they're getting bigger. What do you have an idea of what kind of dollars are we talking about? Or I don't know if there's an average across sports, but what is your average fund, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's actually a national average for how much a family does spend per child on athletics. And again, this can range now, you know, keep in mind, maybe soccer may be a little less expensive. Gymnastics, hockey might be on the higher end, right? It all just kind of varies. But the average cost for one child for sports for the year is about $1,400.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's most people's mortgages. That's rent. That's, you know, that's a lot of money. And especially if you have to kind of pay it all up front. You know, if someone came to you tomorrow and said, hey, give me $1,400, for some of us, that's doable. For some of it's not.
Yeah, So you know, I was just thinking, what I'd love to see. Now, you've only been incorporated as a nonprofit. And by the way, folks, everything you donate, 100% tax deductible. Yep. Will you accept equipment as well, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So we definitely do accept gently used equipment. We do want to make sure that it is safe for the athlete, and, you know, in good condition. And we do accept all donations. All they have to do is just reach out either on our website, or they can email us at calebsassist@gmail.com. And we do schedule for pickup. And that's also kind of a tax write-off because we are a 501c3. We really started that during the pandemic, and we were originally told probably will take you, you know, 8 to 16 months due to the pandemic. And 3 months after filing, we got it all in the mail that we were certified and good to go. So much quicker than we anticipated.
So I would like to see somewhere down the line one of these young people actually make it pro. And someday pay it forward with a nice big fat check. But in the interim, we've got this golf tournament coming up. And tell us again, dates, times, what does it cost to register?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be Friday, June 3rd. It's at 7:30 for a shotgun start, but make sure you're there a little bit early. So at 6:30, just for sign-in. We do have a foursome for $500. You can do, you know, just two players for $260, or one for, you know, $145. We do have whole sponsorships available, and it's going to be a really great time. And it's at, you know, Tucson Omni National, so really great course out there, kind of where the pros play. I'm not a pro, so I mostly hand out water. You don't have to be a pro to play. Many just kind of come and enjoy the atmosphere. And
I want to emphasize that too, because I own clubs, and that's as far as I'll go, Jessica. I mean, if I could throw a baseball the way I hit a golf ball, I'd be a bajillionaire because it never goes straight. But a lot of that is you don't have to be good. Is it a scramble, I assume?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just a charity event. There's tons of great raffles. Most come, if you don't know how to golf, they come for the raffle prizes because you don't have to be good at winning raffles.
Well, and it's just a great day. You know, it's you're doing something for a great cause, and you're helping pay it forward, and it's just it's going to be beautiful. It's Tucson. Yep. It won't be too hot yet. So
there's a great buffet. So right. If you know how to eat, it's also a positive.
Now you're singing my tune. So these raffle prizes, you said you've got plenty though, huh?
Mm-hmm. We can always use more. So we do have a lot coming up. And again, this year we were just really thankful. A lot of small local Tucson businesses really stepped up and stepped forward and, you know, kind of providing what they can after coming out of the pandemic. And I think that's what makes it great in the Tucson community.
So I'm going to do my part. I'm going to pitch in a custom limited edition American Warrior Radio bottle breacher. Those are, okay, they're not rare, but they're unique. I know somebody will appreciate that. So
yeah.
Go forward and conquer.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What? Just a couple of minutes left before we have to take the next break, Jessica. Let's come back to the inspiration behind all this. I know if you could speak to Caleb now, what... in his 10-year-old mind, what do you think his reaction would be to all this? I mean, I would guess he'd be jumping up and down in his soccer socks.
Yeah. So Caleb was a little bit, he did like to critique. I think he would be really proud of, you know, everything that we've done so far. And I think in typical Caleb language, he would tell us to be better, and he would tell us to, he liked to give some feedback. So if there was something that we were doing wrong, I think he'd be really proud of everything we've been able to accomplish in his name. But I think knowing Caleb, he would say that we probably could be doing better.
Where would you like to see the organization in 10 years?
Really in 10 years, you know, of course we'd love to be able to kind of go nationally. That requires a lot more work just because, like I, you know, said earlier in the show, it's a very small niche for youth athletics. We're one of about five in the entire nation. And so, yeah, we would love to be able to expand.
Lastly, in the description, you said that Caleb had an old soul. Mm-hmm. Explain to us, because that just really struck my heart. Explain to us what that meant.
Yeah, Caleb was very aware of just his surroundings and of people and of people's feelings. And he talked very eloquently, and he really recognized teamwork, friendship, and kind of what that all encompasses. And I think you really can kind of see that in the support that we have. And, you know, Caleb's best friend, who's, you know, a huge part of our organization.
Jessica, thank you so much for what you and your family are doing. Again, folks, visit calebsassist.com. You can find out how to help. Coming up, we're going to shift gears from supporting youth to helping veterans. Base Camp for Veterans, up next on the Bill Buckminster Show. Stick around.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill. 3 weeks ago, I planted our summer garden, but I didn't tell my wife, and she went in to weed the garden beds. Don't take planting advice from me. Visit the good folks at Green Things. Since 1970, they've been Tucson's go-to place for all things plants. You can find them on River Road just west of Brandy Fenton Park. While you're there, don't forget to check out the fine furniture and art at Socolow Village Studios. Explore your options on the web at greenthingsaz.com and socolowvillage.com. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, folks, give us a call on the Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management line. That number is 790-2040. Over the nearly decade of hosting American Warrior Radio, I can't tell you how many veterans I've had on the show that shared their struggles with reintegration into civilian life. Everything from tip-of-the-spear folks like Green Berets and Navy SEALs to aircraft controllers and mechanics. Up next on the Buckmaster Show, we're talking with a local group who's using an innovative approach to helping veterans and wild horses. Deborah Plum is one of the co-founders of Base Camp for Veterans Incorporated. Deborah, welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So why veterans and why Mustangs?
Well, why veterans? It really comes from a passion that I have to serve my community. I was raised in a family that believed in that. The community could be your neighbor's family, it could be religious affiliations, but for me it extended farther in part because both my grandparents served in World War II, my grandfathers, and they really inspired me. My grandfather, who just passed away in October, was very passionate about national service on some level and felt that we needed to do more. And so that combined with I'm a dual citizen of Israel, where everyone there serves. So my family has served, my friends have served. I grew up going there in the summers. I lived there for a few years. I really felt this divide in the country in terms of where you live. Do you know veterans? Are you from a family of veterans? And with that divide comes this sort of unawareness or lack of awareness of how these people sacrifice. And I felt that this was the way that I could make a sacrifice or give back. And my co-founder, Theo Windisch, who's in Pittsburgh but flying in for our event this weekend, comes from a long line of veterans. He did not serve. And he felt similarly that he really wanted to give back and also felt that he had a firsthand awareness or account of what it is to go through reintegration as a family.
And I echo the whole reason I do American Warrior Radio is I never served, so I consider it my duty to support those who do.
Definitely.
So now, what is your professional background?
So I'm actually a lawyer. I'm a trust and estates lawyer, but I focus on nonprofits. So I help people form nonprofits, donate to nonprofits. I help nonprofits run legally and effectively. So that's my professional background. But I actually started in nonprofit before I went to law. So actually how Theo and I met was through our connections to other career paths before we ventured on what we are now. I'm a lawyer, he's a therapist. But before then, we were working in the arts world and nonprofit communities, and we met and really bonded over, I think, this long-term search for how we could give back. And so when we started talking and brainstorming, we landed on veterans pretty quickly because of both of our backgrounds and stories. But then the horse component came in part because both of us felt passionate about finding some alternative type of therapy or assistance that we could offer. And he has a background in art therapy and just alternative therapy generally, has ridden horses when he was a kid. And horses have always been a really integral part of my life.
And not just horses, these are wild Mustangs.
Yes.
So there's a twofer there.
Sure, yes. So then I guess the third level after we said veterans and something other than sitting in a room, we wanted active types of therapy and integration or immersion. We both fell in love with the idea of utilizing Mustangs because they have their own story and we have too many of them. The federal lands can't sustain them. And there's a lot of amazing people out there, including our Mustang program facilitator, Jeff Cook, who really try to find a viable use for these horses. And when we were thinking about the parallels there about what it's like to be so-called domesticated for the horses and then coming back into civilian life for veterans, we thought it would be an amazing experience. Not to mention that I think equine therapy is powerful in many ways and shapes and forms, if it's riding, if it's groundwork for lots of people. But we felt these Mustangs added another layer, a challenge, so to speak, that could really inspire these veterans to think about how they are communicating.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I, particularly with the Special Forces folks, so often I hear that when they separate,
A, they just feel like they aren't serving or operating at that level they used to operate in their community. But a phrase I often hear, so often, is there, I felt like I've lost my tribe. And I think about that in the context of a wild Mustang who runs with a herd, and it's got its own leadership, infrastructure, if you will, for lack of a better term. So that's a really a fascinating parallel. So really, these are two kind of kindred souls you're putting together.
You know, we thought so when we set out for this, but we never realized how much it would come true. We've had veterans come up to us and say, did you think about this parallel? And and we'd say yes, because we don't tell people that, you know, you're going to feel this. You might not. And we like the story, and we like helping both the veterans and helping the Mustangs. The priority, at least generally, is really the veterans. But we love the idea that they draw on those parallels, and that I think the challenge, you know, there's a fear factor. These horses are not familiar. Some of the horses have just been gathered, you know, that we use because Jeff Cook regularly adopts and trains these Mustangs. So he'll bring in horses that have never interacted with a human before he picked them up. And then these veterans come in on day seven of them being with Jeff, and they really are, their fight or flight instincts are very much at play. And I think the veterans feel that challenge and feel that sort of yearning to try and communicate. And I think the nonverbal communication component is very powerful for them.
You know, Deborah, you could have come on the Buckmaster Show. We figured it out in, what, a minute and a half? So now I will say, because my background is also, I spent a lot of time in the nonprofit world. And, you know, so often folks are a little bit nervous about, they want to make sure their money is going to, A, a good place,
sure,
and B, that it's being used properly. But given your legal background, folks don't have to worry about that one bit, I don't think.
No, I mean, I should say not. I don't like to sort of toot my own horn there, but we're definitely very, very above board. And I would say that at this point, you know, we pay for people who work with us, our program facilitator, Jeff Cook, and we pay for services, but they're not market, you know, we're not paying salaries. We're not keeping these people afloat. We're not paying ourselves, me and Theo. This is very much a passion project that we want to see get off the ground and go directly to helping the veterans. And in part of that also, have a very important partnership with White Stallion Ranch, which is where we can get into that a little bit. But they have helped us. They've housed our veterans for the programs we run. And they do that out of their own willingness or just passion for helping veterans, I would say.
Well, let's talk about that, because that's a critical partner to this endeavor.
Definitely.
And that, given your background, I can tell just from looking at your website, you had developed an expertise of putting together, you know, casting a nonprofit board is like casting a play. There's people have different appropriate roles.
Definitely.
And so much of that is also the folks that can bring other things to the table. And White Stallion Ranch is just, A, it's a gorgeous property.
That it is.
And B, if you had to pay for that, I mean, you wouldn't be doing anything.
No, that is a whole another level, and we hope to get there someday, because they deserve to be paid for what they've been doing and how they've been treating us like a partner. But no, we actually have known them, or I've known them since I was two. I started going out to White Stallion Ranch with my family. They brought me out there at two. And so we started going out there every year, and that's really where my love of horses started from. I was just excited about riding, about being around them, brushing, washing, all that. And I started going to horse riding camps and rode back home. And so White Stallion is where I got my introduction and my start, and where I learned how amazing these creatures are. And when I was talking with some of the owners who we've stayed friends with over the years, they've been friends with my parents, my grandfather, they were excited about the idea. And when Theo and I came to them and said, can we at least pilot this program with you? They were willing to. They gave us the rooms. They continue to do so. And they're supporting our nonprofit fundraiser that is happening this Saturday. So
let's, in the business, Deborah, we call that a tease. So let's just real quick, what's the date? And we'll talk more about that when we come back for the break.
Sure. That's this Saturday. We're doing an all-day outreach event where people can get a taste of White Stallion, about what we offer while our veterans are staying there. And then it culminates in a dinner and a silent auction.
So you're kind of, the purpose of this is to expose non-participants, non-clients to your program and what you do and how you do it. And they're going to get in there and get their boots dirty.
They are. They have a chance to ride. They have a chance to brush,
ooh,
wash. They're going to get some horsemanship clinic lessons. We're not at the Mustang facility for that day. We've done other sort of smaller events there, but this day is really showcasing the White Stallion Ranch portion of it. And tickets are on sale on our website.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. We're talking with Deborah Plum. Just what a great, great program they've got going on. If you'd like to give us a call or comment, give us a call, 790-2040. More with Deborah when we come back.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the DoubleTree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show. This is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill. If you'd like to have, if you have a comment or would like to ask a question, give us a call on the Rincon Ventures line, 790-2040. Folks, it's already heating up in Tucson. Just the time to plan a cool summer escape. How about a visit to our friends across the border at Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico? Their average high temperature in July is only 81 degrees. Just 3 hours away from Tucson with Las de Ciendu, from Silver City's historic downtown to the beauty of the Gila National Wilderness. I personally recommend a visit to the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument and the Catwalk Recreation Area. For a complete list of things to do and see and all the great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. We're talking with Deborah Plum, co-founder of Base Camp for Veterans. You can learn more, visit www.bcampinc.com. Deborah, let's talk a little bit about the programming. Now, let me back up a little bit. So is there a curriculum? And if so, who developed that curriculum?
So I would say that there's a general curriculum, yes, more like a schedule of how we run our week-long program. And that's the labor of me and Theo. We go over it every year. We revisit it. We evaluate what works, what didn't. But the main structure is such that veterans and their family members spend a week with us, and then after that week, they're entitled to additional services. And the week program has a structure so that we include family members. So we take four veterans, and they can each bring up to three family members to the week-long program. We think it's essential that family members are included in these services. It's something that we're very, very intent on keeping, no matter how small we have to stay. You know, people hear four and they think it's very small, but if you take four plus their family members, it can be 20 people per week. So we have them stay at White Stallion Ranch. That's the full-service guest ranch. They eat there, they stay there, they enjoy all the facilities, again, thanks to our partnership with them. And in the mornings, we have the veterans leave very early to go work with the Mustangs on another property with Jeff Cook and an equine therapist that we partner with. And that's where sort of the formalized therapy occurs for the veterans. It's all groundwork because, as I said, some of these horses have never seen or really interacted with humans until they were picked up. And then at White Stallion, we have a head wrangler who works with us, and we do programming for the family members. That can be spouses, kids, mothers have come. And we're really at the stage of beefing up that part of the program so that we ensure that the family members are tended to just as much. And then they come back together at the end of the day, and we do some activities as a full group.
I tell you, given my work with the military, it's one of the most powerful phrases I've ever heard, Deborah, is when someone in our military deploys, the whole family deploys. And from the beginning of their career to the end of the career, and then in that very critical and often difficult transition back into the civilian world, family is key. And there's one story I have to share. I was working a volunteer event, and here comes mom, dad, three handsome little boys about, I don't know, 4 to 8 years old. And I asked the father, I said, which one of you is deploying? And he said, I'm going this month, she's going in 3. And as a civilian, my head exploded. This whole family was going off to war. And that's why I'm just so pleased about what you all are doing out there. And I'm pleased that you're integrating the families in this as well. Now, let's get back, because I don't want to, my wife will kill me if I don't talk about the horses some more. Okay. What happens? So I come in, someone comes in, they work with this wild Mustang, things go great. Then, I mean, are you are you rotating these Mustangs through the program? Do they eventually move on to a permanent home, a lifelong home somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, so Jeff Cook regularly trains these Mustangs and he will adopt them out. So right now we're thankfully, because of our partnership with him at Dream Horse Ranch, we're able to use the horses that he's already working with in our program. And then we sometimes follow them. Actually, this year we're doing a video about the Mustang that's being used in the class that was just picked up, because they will eventually be trained and adopted out. We would love at some point to be able to have veterans adopt them if they're interested, but we're just not at that stage. It's something we've been asked about. Some veterans have been interested, but it's just we're not quite there yet. But it is something that we would love to do, just to keep that story going. But we know that these Mustangs are worked with afterwards, and actually the veterans and their family members can come back. Because I should say, on the last day of the program, we do invite the family members to come and work with the Mustangs, or at least see what the veterans have been doing, because it's the only time they're separated during the program. So we like to make sure they get to see sort of what's been going on there and that magic portion. And then after the week-long program, the veteran and their family members, everyone's a participant, so they're all eligible now for ongoing services. And we do monthly clinics at Dream Horse where they can come back and work with some of the same Mustangs they worked with that week.
Now, you check in after they've gone through your program, you check in with them 30, 60, 90 days. What kind of, I know you're relatively new, but what kind of feedback are you getting from these veterans and their families?
I would say that overall, we get great feedback about the week-long program. We get a lot of questions about wanting more. And so as we grow, we try to respond, which is part of our mission statement, to what it is that they want. If it's more clinics, if it's more just outings, mentoring together, fun events together. We have a reunion once a year. Everything we've done for the aftercare program has been in response to feedback. So overall, there's been a great impact in the sense that family members want more. They want to come back. Almost all of them are coming to volunteer at our event on Saturday because they want to be a part of this community. And so our success in a lot of ways is determined by their willingness to just show up and be a part of something new. I would say that, you know, nothing is perfect. There have been times where it hasn't worked, and we recommend that the veteran go to a different type of program. It could be more riding. It could be more individualized therapy, because we are group. We're very group focused. So we're not going to work for everyone, but so far we've gotten great feedback in terms of our...
Tell us more about this event, because it sounds like a lot of, not just enlightening, but a lot of fun.
That is the goal. You know, when Theo and I were talking about why we chose White Stallion as where they would stay, it was as much because we wanted them to have a place post-therapy that was immersive in the horsemanship experience and relaxing and inviting and communal, but also fun, because it can be fun. These experiences probably will have more of an impact if they're a little fun too. But this event, yes, we wanted to do something a little different than just a dinner, which are also fun. Everyone likes a good fundraiser and a silent auction. At least I do in the nonprofit world. But this is really to show people what the veterans are doing day to day.
Now, just to be clear, for the price of admission, folks are not staying at White Stallion Ranch, right?
No.
They're just going in. It's in there for, but they're there for the whole day if they want
to be. They are there for the whole day. And when they buy the ticket, they can come for the day. They sign up for activities. They can enjoy the grounds, which are unbelievably beautiful. And each activity that we have is actually run by a veteran or family member of a veteran who has gone through the program. So they'll talk to you about why the activity is good or why it's been good for them beyond just the horse element of it, if it's e-biking, shooting.
What's the price of admission? Because I was looking at your website, there's actually several levels. You can just pop in for one segment, or are you going to do the whole day? Yeah.
Yes, we designed that way because we figured not everybody wants to give up their whole Saturday. So, you know, the morning, which actually is almost full, I would say, is a $75 ticket. Afternoon is $100. Just dinner is $150. And then we have bundles just if people want to combine.
And there's still room. Folks can sign up directly from your website?
There is still room, and veterans are half off. It won't show up on the ticket purchase, but they are half off, so they can contact us.
And the price is 100% tax deductible.
It is, and all goes back to the services that we offer.
And you're hearing that from a nonprofit lawyer, folks, so you can take that to the bank, literally, in this case, come April when you're talking to the IRS. The website, again, is bcampinc.com, B-C-A-M-P-I-N-C.com. Where do you see, I mean, where'd you like to be here in 15 years, Deborah?
So Theo and I often talk about the five-year plan, which we would love at some point to be able to do four programs a year. This will be the first year that we do two, which is really exciting. It's a milestone for us as only a three-year-old nonprofit. But that also depends on funding and obviously our partnership and whether it works for the ranch. And then in 15, we talk a lot about expanding to maybe one more state. You know, if there's another state where we can find what we call our three fundamental elements, which is veterans and their families in need of this kind of service, Mustangs in need of a home with a Mustang trainer, and then a facility like White Stallion Ranch. So if we can find that in another state, we would consider reinventing it there.
When people visit your website, you'll see kind of your menu of what you're looking for. Obviously, donations, pretty clearly, but also you're looking for volunteers and collaboration opportunities. Does that mean I get you at my local breakfast club, or does that mean, hey, I've got another nonprofit where you all have maybe parallel missions? Have you thought about working together, or all of the above?
It's really all of the above. We have some great relationships with some local nonprofits. We've talked a lot with Trot. We've talked a lot with Boulder Crest, and hopefully reps from both will be attending. So far, I think there's about three, and we're very excited that we have good partnerships with them in the sense that we recommend veterans to attend their programming as well. We all offer something slightly different, and actually slightly different and at different times and different rates of reoccurrence. So there's no reason that I think nonprofits can't partner in that way and just be referral sources. So that's huge. And then absolutely opportunities to speak. Theo and I typically do these things together. You know, we schedule it way out and he calls in. So that's something that we're very, very passionate about doing because the story is really what makes it. Or even having one of our veterans on a show. You know, they're great. They're willing to speak, which is exciting because they weren't always. And That's another success point for us.
So if someone knows of, how do the veterans come to you? Can they just go in and is there an application on the website? How do they and their families apply to get involved in the program?
So there's a very short application on the website because we'd like to make it not too lengthy and burdensome for people. So it's basics about why they're interested, why horses, why are they looking for the service right now, a little bit about their time and the sort of goals that they might have when they come and spend time with us. And then we do a lot of phone interviews and conversations. We learn a lot more by talking to people. If it's phone or videos or Zoom, we do that. And we've gotten a lot of referrals from past participants. You know, word of mouth is unbelievably powerful. The Tucson VA has been extremely supportive and helpful. So we've found that the community just bonds are pretty impressive here.
Thank you so much for spending your time with the listeners today, Deborah, and lots of luck on the event tomorrow. Folks, you can still sign up. Give us the website again.
www.bcampinc.com.
And they're also looking for in-kind donations. I don't know if that means tack and saddles, but not all of us served, but all of us can support. So, Deborah, thank you for what you're doing for our veterans and their families out there.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Ben Buehler-Garcia sitting in for Bill. Thank you for sharing your time with us today. Bill will be back soon. Feel free to check out all the podcasts at buckmastershow.com. Have a wonderful day.